Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, many of us this week will gather around the table to share Christmas dinner. And while we celebrate the day and being with family, it's also a good time to share your farm's history with the younger generations.
Well, you're right about that, because I can recall when I was 5 or 6 hearing stories from my grandfather about, you know, old times in farming, and now we do the same. I guess I've become a grandfather this year, so now I'm able to do the same thing with my family, just like a lot of families do, but I think especially farm families around a holiday table have just some special memories over the years to talk about, and usually, in our case, it always seemed to involve cows.
Well, on a dairy farm, I can imagine that that would certainly be the case.
Well, that's true. 1 year, I guess we brought the cows in or some calves in for a live nativity scene at church, and it was pretty interesting. But then when you realize a lot of the kids in the nativity scene were farm kids, and they knew about handling animals already, so that made it like a natural. And so we've done that. But, you know, our favorite memories involve the farm, or they involve church and family. And Christmas Eve, like a lot of families, we'll gather at church for a communion service, and then we have a candlelit singing there at the end. So that's one of my favorite things and favorite scenes over Christmas, kind of a time to let all the hubbub really just be put aside and focus on family and church. And so we do that. But then again, like I said just now, we've got new traditions, starting with a new granddaughter, like a lot of families, when their numbers expand and new generations come into it, it sort of changes the game, and that's always fun and exciting as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, this has been a really trying year for farmers, and I think that it would behoove us all to be very grateful for what's on our table and what those farmers went through to get that food in front of us this year.
Well, that's a great point. I think Christmas is the best time of year to put away the cares of that past year, or maybe what's coming up next, just to focus on really what the Christmas season is all about, focus on the real gifts that we have been given from our neighbors and from above. So that's the special part of Christmas. So I want to wish all your listeners a very, very Merry Christmas, and just hope it's a safe and happy holiday.
Absolutely. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.